And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Phil Potemka from Theater at the Center. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on there and at the Center for Visual Performing Arts. Phil, welcome
to
this.
Hello, and hello to your listeners.
Well, tell us a little bit about, we understand this whole pandemic thing is obviously impacting performances at Theater at the Center, and tell us how that's impacting that and the building as a whole.
It certainly is. And you know, this year, 2020, marks our 30th anniversary season, and Esther and Larry, you know, we wanted it to be one that our patrons would never forget and be memorable, but not certainly in this way that it's unfolded. We started out strong with our first show, which was the John Denver tribute. It was John Denver's America. It ran, you know, a 6-week run. Great, right up until, right, ironically, March the 13th, which is Friday the 13th. And we had to close early because of the pandemic and the governor's shelter in and for the safety of performers and patrons. So we lost the last week of that first main stage show. And then, of course, had to cancel all of the special events and concerts because we do a lot of other programming here at the Performing Arts Center and in, you know, 1040 Ridge Road here in Munster. And then our spring show, we were hopeful we might be able to do Talia's Folly as a Pulitzer Prize-winning play. That was to be April and May, and unfortunately the same thing. We weren't able to do it just because, again, everybody was following a shelter-in, advised social distancing, and even though it was a two-person play, it just was not able to be performed because we want to make sure our subscribers feel comfortable and can enjoy the experience. And the latest, and you have it first before everybody else, that takes us to spring, now summer. Our summer performance, Ain't Misbehaving, a 5-person musical, the music of Fats Waller, great 1930s set, you know, with music, and that is our July-August summer show, and we're going to have to postpone that as well, just because of the fact that patrons tend to be a little older, and we want to make sure that we know exactly what our numbers are like and that things are safe, and we can have our infrastructure in place. So, you know, we'll see if we get that pushback a little closer to fall, and of course, our season subscribers have been great, and we know that we will make amends and either get them a credit or a refund, whatever they desire. And, you know, we're going to keep plodding along and look to fall and the holidays for the theater side.
Very good. Hey, having worked in the center there for 6 years myself, that's got to be kind of a lonesome place when you go in there with all the other things there. Joe Trauma's catering operation, South Shore Arts, and everything else.
So true. You're right. You know, I always call this the oasis of arts and culture because art gallery is the symphony is based here with their headquarters. And then Chef Joe Trauma has the wonderful champagne brunch and the weddings and dining events, which have kind of been, no pun intended, on the back burner. An update for you on South Shore Art. There's not anything open in the atrium gallery. There's nothing on the walls right now. But hopefully that, you know, Governor Holcomb has said that cultural events, entertainment venues can open up beginning the weekend of June 13th and 14th. So South Shore Art plans to come back on the 15th. They have that great gift shop. Get the gallery open, which is where they have the exhibit currently running, Where the Wild Things Are. That wonderful storybook tale of all the exhibit and the original illustrations are on display, and they've extended that through September. And then Chef Joe Trauma is still doing his carryout meals, which works on Sundays. Fantastic price, different menu every week. You just go to visit www.cdpa.org for all those menus. And eventually one day we'll be clinking champagne glasses, and we hope for brunch to return. And then lastly, the symphony, of course, you know, John Kane and the maestro have to cancel all the summer outdoor park concerts. And so now the eye is on the ball for what could happen in September. So stay tuned for our symphony.
You know, how is this pandemic impacting you personally in terms of, I know you're still writing, of course, the articles, and I just read your most recent one, but tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you have to be a little creative as a columnist when you cover arts and entertainment and dining and hotel and travel when you're not doing any of the above. And I've certainly been in the business for 24 years, and I have a lot of memories, a lot of those chronicles and those cookbooks that we've talked about in the past. Nobody wants to just read a column about memories. So it had me be a little more creative, but there's still a lot of things to write about. You know, I wrote about the drive-in theater in Valparaiso, and it was closed, and patrons were worried, and hey, the scoop is going to be that it's opening in June. If they saw the column, they're going to get it reopened again. They had a death in the family. So there's still things to be written about, and most of all, as you, Esther, and Larry both know, I try to make sure there's a balance of good news out there because, boy, we've had enough of the heavy hitters.
It seemed like, though, the cookbooks would be the perfect time because everybody's cooking so much now.
That is true. Thank you for mentioning those From the Farm cookbooks based on my farm columns. Those columns are fine to do because I'm pretty much sequestered in at the family farm near Valparaiso. So plenty to write about and test out cooking with those From the Farm cookbooks that are out there. There's 4 of them now, so there's plenty to do with those. But, yeah, the entertainment columns are a little more challenging, but they're still happening.
Maybe you should do an online cooking thing for people, you know, as an extension of your books.
Yeah, that's true. You're right from the kitchen, right? In real time. And right now, if you want to know what we're doing, we're cutting asparagus, we're cutting rhubarb, and we're about to pick some very tart gooseberries on the bushes that are ready.
You know, we have just a few more seconds left, Phil. Tell us a little bit about what you project for Theater at the Center in the fall, maybe.
Well, again, I think that the trend for everybody, including ourselves, we have Hello Dolly scheduled for our fall show. That could be a little ambitious because it's a big cast. I mean, you have to think of our equity performers because they're all union. We got to keep them safe and follow those new guidelines, taking temperatures, social distancing. So maybe, again, we first postpone and push back Ain't Misbehave in the five-member musical. Start with that and then see where we go for maybe one of these larger scale productions.
Well, I appreciate you coming on Art in the Air for this spotlight. That's Phil Potempa from Theater at the Center and also with his great books. Thank you for coming on the show, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
My pleasure. Anytime. Please stay safe and well, and to your listeners, too.